installment 177 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one prohibition, Prohibition 113, not to utilize kodshim, or sanctified animals, for one's own personal use.
Yesterday we discussed the law of Ne'ilah, which is an unauthorized use of a sanctified object. For example, let's say an animal has been declared and separated that it is meant to be used as a sacrifice. This animal, before it is sacrificed, by the mere fact that the name of sacrifice has been called upon it, obtains a sanctified status and must not be used for any purpose other than that sacrificial purpose for which it has been dedicated. An unauthorized use of such an animal is Me'ilah. There is an explicit prohibition 113, to utilize an animal which has been set aside for kodshim. As the Rambam tells us from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 19, Le'isaved bivcher sheirecha, do not work with the firstborn of your oxen. The firstborn animal, a bechor, is automatically sanctified upon its birth as being singled out for sacrificial purposes, and it must not be utilized. So too, the Rambam tells us, all other sacrifices are learned out from this firstborn, that it is only an example the Torah is giving us, and in fact all sacrifices may not be utilized for one's personal purposes. This includes plowing, or even placing an object upon the animal, or even leaning on the animal to support oneself, is utilizing the animal for one's personal purposes, and is forbidden under this prohibition. The Talmudic tractate Malchus tells us that the punishment for this prohibition is lashes. All the details of this commandment, the Rambam tells us in Prohibition 114, are discussed in Talmudic tractate Bechoros. The Rambam explains that this prohibition, like others of its type, are intended to impress upon us and instill in us great respect and reverence for the temple. Once something has been sanctified for the name of God, we are prohibited from having any benefit from it whatsoever. We see this reflected in the code of Jewish law even today, that objects used in a synagogue for a holy purpose may not be used for a non-sacred purpose. There is much discussion in rabbinic writings of an ancient custom of having a bridegroom wear the Torah crown upon his head, that since the Torah crown is reserved for the top of the Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll, how could it be put up on a person, that even though the bridegroom, the chosen, is involved in a mitzvah himself, the mitzvah of getting married and reproduction, nevertheless, it is not the same sacred status of a Sefer Torah, a Torah scroll. This is a matter of some discussion. So too it is relevant for other objects belonging to a synagogue, whether they can be used for a person's own personal use. This might be seen as an extension of the same commandment. Certainly it reflects the same concern, that something which is singled out for use in a holy context may not be used in a profane context.
Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.